Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government is seriously considering the recognition of Palestinian statehood as a way of ensuring peace in the Middle East. The comments follow a speech by Foreign Minister Penny Wong on Tuesday, who said that recognising Palestine could be the only way to end a cycle of violence in the region. In a speech yesterday at the Sydney Opera House, opposition leader Peter Dutton said the remarks were ill-timed and inappropriate, accusing the government of enabling anti-Semitism following Hamas's October the 7th attacks. Mr. Albanese criticised what he described as Mr. Dutton's nasty negativity, saying the Australian government's position on a two-state solution is similar to that of allies the US, the UK, Canada and New Zealand. He told Channel 7 that for Australia to support recognition, Hamas must not be involved in government of a potential Palestinian state.
It needs to be a two-state solution in the Middle East. That's something that's been Australia's long-standing policy, and it's something I've been very consistent on for a long period of time. But Hamas can play no role in a future state, and we've made that very clear.
The Federal Coalition says a plan to boost Australian manufacturing and jobs is not the way to solve the cost of living crisis. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will use a speech at Queensland's Media Club today to unveil the government's proposed Future Made in Australia Act. The focus of the plan is boosting investment in Australia's green economy, including the production of hydrogen, green metals, solar power, and other emerging renewable sources and technologies. Opposition Treasurer Angus Taylor has told Channel 9 the Coalition supports spending on Australian manufacturing, but not during a cost-of-living crisis.
You don't beat a cost-of-living crisis. You don't address a cost-of-living crisis by throwing hard-earned taxpayers' money around. And that's exactly what Albanese is proposing here. We haven't seen any of the details, I should say, and we'll look at those closely as they come in.
Australia is set to join a missile pact with the US and Japan. The partnership between the three countries will see a new air missile defence network developed as part of efforts to deter Chinese aggression in the Indo-Pacific. The pact was announced during a joint press conference in Washington between US President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Mr. Biden says this is just the beginning and that the cooperation between the countries is intended to evolve to a range of military skills.
For the first time, Japan and the United States and Australia will create a network system of air, missile and defence architecture. And our AUKUS defence partnership with Australia and the United Kingdom is exploring how Japan can join our work in the second pillar, which focuses on advanced capabilities, including AI, autonomous systems.
Guatemala's president has issued a natural disaster declaration as 44 forest fires continue to burn across the Central American country. School authorities have cancelled classes in three central provinces to protect students from smoke. President Bernardo Arevalo says most of the fires appear to have been man-made.
It is important to point out that the current situation is not a coincidence, since according to information that the National Coordination for Disaster Reduction has gathered, 80% of the fires have been provoked.
Guatemala is more used to dealing with volcanoes than forest fires, but farmers often burn stubble and grass in their fields around this time of year in preparation for planting. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.